the document that opened the investigation or who actually authored it, which in this case was Peter Strzok.
Fox's Catherine Herridge. Comey returns for more testimony December 17th. A storm expected to dump snow and ice from the Appalachians to the Carolinas and southern Virginia. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
This weekend isn't the time to head out to see some winter wonderland. Stay safe where you are. Getting out on dangerous roads could put your life at risk.
Heavy rain expected from Texas to southern Georgia and the eastern Carolinas. This is Fox News.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
This is an Alabama legacy moment.
Ralph Shook Jordan coached the Auburn Tigers for 24 seasons from 1951 through 1975. With 176 wins, Coach Jordan led his alma mater to more wins than any other head football coach in Auburn's rich football history. He's a member of the College Football Hall of Fame. The 1950s were probably his best decade, with the Tigers winning the national championship in 1957. I'm Thomas Gosselin, wide receiver on Coach Jordan's 1972 football team, nicknamed the Amazons. A major underdog entering the season, we finished with a 10-1 record, number 5 in the country, including the infamous Punt Bama Punt Iron Bowl victory. Coach always said that his 1972 team was one of his favorites. Coach Jordan remains one of the most highly respected personalities in the history of Auburn University, not only because of his success as a head football coach, but also because of his tireless devotion to the Auburn community.
Sponsored by the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, the ABA, and this station.
I got David Little from Tucker Pecan, and if you want it fresh, Tucker Pecan is the place to go.
That's right, Bubba. At Tucker Pecan, we've been doing this since 1952. That's a long time. And over all those years, what we've always done is serve the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. Now we make the fresh chocolate-covered pecans, whether you want white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, honey pecans, pralines, cinnamon. You take your pick. We don't freeze them. We make them fresh daily, make the pralines, make the divinity, the turtles. We do it all fresh daily. That's the difference in Tucker Pecan Company. And if you want to do something for your family and friends or your business acquaintances, you call us and we will take care of the rest. You send us your list and we'll get it out the door. That's what we do at Tucker Pecan. We make your family giving and your friend giving and your client giving our giving. We take care of it ourselves and do the best possible job you will find anywhere. And we are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn on South Memorial Drive in Prattville is more than a typical pawn shop. Just listen to what's inside the little blue building. Games and game consoles, tools, TVs, flat screens, cameras, electronics, computers. You need to see it to believe it. The savings are stupid. I can keep going. Guns, 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 and more guns. Ammo at gun show prices every day. Jewelry, rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and more. All at great prices. Sports memorabilia, military collectibles, mowers, and lawn equipment. By the way, did we mention guns? High Caliber Gun and Pawn buys gold. If it weighs, it pays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn wants to say thank you to our U.S. military. Your service is appreciated. And your first FFL transfer is free at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. High Caliber Gun and Pawn on Memorial Drive just across from the Prattville Farm Center. Look for the little blue building bursting at the seams with savings. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, 1075 South Memorial Drive, Prattville.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas.
Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Look for more of the same, unfortunately. Periods of rain will continue. Locally, heavy rainfall in spot. A stiff breeze will add insult to injury. The temperature overnight doesn't change much. Overnight low 44. Tomorrow, look for showers likely, especially in the morning and midday hours. A breezy cold day with a high temperature only in the 40s and a low tomorrow night in the upper 30s. Then for Monday, cloudy, breezy, and cold. Could be a leftover shower. High 46. Stay on top of weather developments before they happen with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. This just in James Comey's transcripts, he said, I don't know, 166 times. He said, I don't remember, 77 times. And he said, I don't recall, 8 times. This was nothing but a stalling tactic. He's a liar. He's a traitor. He's pure deep state. He was one of the many people that were involved with the Clinton Foundation when they were routing all this drug money and God knows what else kind of money into the Clinton Foundation. Using military bases and all kind of assets that we have, they basically have bastardized our government so they can get rich and at the same time bring down the government and kill the people, destroy the planet and destroy the people. And I mean, that's the God's honest truth. That's what's happening. And people, we got to wake up. Got to wake up to what's going on.
Did you hear, did you ever see online, you know, anywhere online, on any of the sites where they were talking about how many people in Congress and in the Senate involved in this? They gave a percentage.
Q said everybody who won't run for re-election or that resigns is guilty, and just those numbers are staggering.
Yeah, and the number I saw, it was 60-80%.
Well, think about it, Postman. Okay, you're a brand new senator, and you go up to D.C. They put, you know, the veterans up there put their arms around you. Hey, you know, welcome, Postman. Welcome to D.C. I'm sure you're going to do a great job. By the way, we're going to have a little get-together tonight. You know, come on by early, about 6. We'll have drinks, have dinner. So you go, you have drinks, have dinner. Next thing you know, you got some strippers or whatever in there. And next thing you know, maybe somebody put something in your drink. You feel a little good. You wind up back in one of the bedrooms of one of these really beautiful women, and you don't remember anything. And the next day, you get an envelope on your desk with you and some 6-year-old boy. And they go, well, guess what? You're going to do what we tell you to do, or we're going to release this picture, and you're going to go to prison.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? I'm not saying that happens, but it wouldn't surprise me if it did.
Probably be compliant until I can turn the tables.
What it's going to take, some of these people falling on their own swords. It's going to take some of these people going, okay, you got me, but by God, I'm bringing you down with me, and just take your lumps and try to help us defeat the deep state. That's what it's going to take.
But I just said it a few minutes ago, but the thing is, I would start fighting it immediately.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you got to wonder, just like if we had sent Becky Gerritsen, if she had won and went up there, you know, I jokingly said we need to tie a rope around her so if she starts to fall, we can pull her back. But I would love to have somebody honest and good like her up there that can tell us the machinations of this. How does this work? How do they get you? You know, I'd really like to know. The only way to beat something is to understand how that something functions. We got to know. We got to figure it out somehow.
Well, I mean, you got to realize, you know, what that is of that. I mean, that's the actual belly of the beast.
It is. There.
And you know, once you get in, once you're digested by it, you know, you've got to you get caught up in the currents of
once
the,
you're initiated.
In the digestive juices of the beast's stomach.
Well said.
And I mean, you have to go where it flows. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I do.
And then you're going to end up at the rear end of it, honestly, to tell you the truth.
That's an interesting visual, but yeah. You're saying exactly. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Well, those of you who have had some degree of understanding about the New World Order, that fiendishly clever conspiratorial movement to slowly bring about a super centralized one world dictatorship, have no doubt experienced the frustration of trying to convince family and friends that A, you're not crazy, and B, the transgenerational monster plot to take down America is real, and not even that well concealed anymore. The torment that comes with seeing the world as it really is, believe me, I understand that. While the willfully blind ridicule you is a terrible burden that we, quote, conspiracy theorists have always had to bear, in spite of the world's stupidity and hostility. After all, he who dares not offend cannot be honest, said Founding Father Thomas Paine. But what if one of the 20th century's best-known and most trusted news media stars was to confirm on camera the validity of our nutty, quote, conspiracy theory? And what if an equally famous woman, the First Lady of the United States at the time, who came darn near close to becoming our 45th president, then congratulated that same man for his honest remarks while expressing full agreement with his totalitarian world government scheme? Would the doubters still be laughing? Try using this piece on him and let us know what kind of reaction you get. The logo of Cronkite CBS depicts the same all-seeing eye as the logo for Novus Ordo Seclorum, the New World Order for the Ages, as found on the back of your Federal Reserve Note $1 bill.
Yeah.
CBS propaganda had dubbed the legendary anchorman the most trusted man in America, and the people believed it. From those early 1962 days of TV news, when there were only three networks and no cable, through 1981, Walter Cronkite's carefully cultivated marketing image as a grandfatherly sage was unquestioned. In those naive pre-internet, pre-talk radio days, Uncle Walter's leftist propaganda was difficult for amateurs to detect, but believe me, it was always there. In 1999, Walter Cronkite, who was by then retired, appeared at a UN room to accept the Norman Cousins Global Governance Award from the openly pro-world government World Federalist Association. He told those assembled, including First Lady Hillary Rodham Pedophile Clinton, watching by video feed, that he had always believed in world government but could not openly say so because of his position as CBS anchorman. Here's some excerpts. Cronkite, I'm greatly honored to receive this award for two reasons. First, I believe, as Norman Cousins did, that the first priority of humankind in this era is to establish an effective system of world law that will assure peace with justice among the peoples of the world. Second, I feel sentimental about this award and this organization because half a century ago, Norman offered me a job as a spokesman and Washington lobbyist for the World Federalist Organization, which was then in its infancy. An analysis. Norman Cousins was a Jewish-American journalist, author, professor, and tireless activist for a world government. The fact that Cousins offered young Walter a job with a World Federalist a half a century ago confirms that Cronkite was always a globalist socialist, if not a full-blown McCarthy-era communist. Again, Cronkite. For many years, I did my best to report on the issues of the day in as objective a manner as possible to achieve. When I had my own strong opinions, as I often did, I tried not to communicate them to my audience. Analysis. Nonsense. Cronkite's reporting was always heavily slanted left. It was harder to notice in those days because the viewing public had few alternatives to compare it with. Cronkite. Now, however, my circumstances are considerably different. I'm in a position to speak my mind, and by God, I'm going to do it. To the audience applause. Analysis. You see, now that the retired old man has got nothing to lose, he can finally and completely drop his mask of objectivity. Cronkite. Those of us who are living today can influence the future of civilization. We can influence whether our planet will drift into chaos and violence or whether through a monumental educational and political effort we will achieve a world of peace under a single system of law. Analysis. A monumental educational political effort. Cronkite's talking about mass brainwashing beginning in grade school, such as now the case with the global warming climate change hoax, to usher in world taxation. Back to Cronkite, where individual violators of that law are brought to justice. Analysis. An individual violator is any foreign government that dares to defy the New World Order. The term brought to justice means the violator is to be killed. Cronkite. For how many thousands of years now have we humans been what we insist on calling civilized? And yet, in total contradiction, we also persist in the savage belief that we must occasionally, at least, settle our arguments by killing one another. Analysis. Classic projection tactic. It is the warmongering one-worlders who have, directly or indirectly, engineered just about every major conflict of the past two centuries. Wow. Peace, 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 the phony mantra of globalists like Norman Cousins. Wow. Cronkite, we spend much of our time and a great deal of our treasure in preparing for war. We see no comparable effort in establishing peace. analysis. Here's the inside joke. In the globalist code language, peace is defined as the absence of resistance to the globalists. I love that. That's exactly right. When all nations finally and unconditionally surrender to the New World Order, which is a global EU, then and only then will the globalists finally stop their endless bombings, sanctions, bribing, blackmailing, coups, assassinations, color revolutions, wars, and proxy wars against the, quote, violators, thus bringing about their world peace. See their trick? I'm almost done with this. Oh, we've got to hit a break. 3-minute break. This is Clear in the Air. We'll be back in 3 short minutes.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Mr. Sandman.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. For a lot of us, this season is the happiest time of the year, but it can also be the most stressful. An uncomfortable, wore-out mattress makes it harder to fall asleep and stay asleep. Mr. Sandman has the largest selection of mattresses in the region and normally the lowest prices on what we offer. We also have a good selection of nice pillows, including latex, memory foam, lavender scented, and others. We carry a vast selection of metal beds and headboards always on sale. We offer the nicest $299 queen mattresses around, up to the very finest latex, memory foam, and hybrids. We stock most of what we sell for fast pickup or delivery. This month, I am closing out a number of fabulous sets from Serta, Jameson, Restonic. We also have several nice powerless chairs to liquidate. A fabulous gift for many older folks. Our $25 memory foam pillow makes a wonderful present for young folks and will really improve their sleep. Voted this region's favorite mattress store 18 years, locally owned in Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Happy birthday, Jesus.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I was just showing Postman, I've got a little FLIR deal that fits on in the USB port of your Galaxy phone. It's forward-looking infrared. It's really cool. It gives you a heat signature. This stuff is getting so cheap. $120 or so I paid for this last year. Unreal. Back to Walter Cronkite. He was a globalist, which is the point I'm trying to get to here. All right, how are we to trust this man when he's telling us about John F. Kennedy? He's telling us how a lone gunman killed him. When we know he's a globalist, in other words, he's against everything John F. Kennedy is standing for. Also, remember, Cronkite's the one that told us that they found a German Mauser rifle in the sniper's nest up in the school book depository, which magically changed to a Mannlicher Carcano a week later with no explanation given of how it changed. It seems to me that maybe the whole media wasn't weaponized back then, but parts of the media were. Cronkite being one of them. He was a globalist. He was running their agenda back in the 60s. Now, who knows before that what exactly who was who and what was what. We don't know. But I'm telling you, the media is weaponized. It's been weaponized for a while, and at least we know, at least back into 62, parts of it were going in the other direction. It's crazy, but this is what we're dealing with, folks. Gosh, let me see what else have I got here. I've got some, I don't want to get into that. I think this audience can agree that President Trump has done some good things. His nationalism thing is spreading across the globe to the point where the French now chant Trump, Trump, Trump. However, there are some things about him that continue to frighten me, and one of them being his close relationship to pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Trump's name purportedly appears in the flight log of Epstein's private jet, the transportation method of choice known as the Lolita Express. He uses to ferry very high-profile people to his private island where they can frolic in the surf, lay on the beautiful sand, get a great tan, or have sex with a child. You see, Jeffrey Epstein was accused by more than 40 victims of being coerced into a sex ring when they were underage girls, and he faced life in prison for his crime, but guess how much he served? 13 months back in 2008. 13 months. The federal prosecutor who made this sweetheart deal for his release was a man named Alexander Acosta. President Trump, who's known Epstein for many years, has just appointed Acosta as the U.S. Secretary of Labor. Guess what the U.S. Secretary of Labor does? He oversees human trafficking. That should throw a huge red flag up to you. That scares me to death. It seems to me they've got something on Donald Trump, and this may be it. I'm not saying that our president had sex with a child. I don't know. It could have been he had sex with a girl. I don't know what he did. But everything I've read, the Mossad has that island wired for sound and video, for what it's worth. Okay. Next, I got so much stuff we need to talk about. On Greg's show Thursday, we talked about the 10 most destructive people, and I thought that was very, very interesting. Let's shift gears here. There's a guy named Zen Gardner who I love Zen stuff, and I'm going to read you what Zen wrote. We're in the midst of a parasitic attack on our entire planet to literally change our fundamental operating system. Genetics and other concurrent chemical, biological, and electromagnetic alterations to ourselves and our habitat are the weapons of choice. Amazingly enough, parts of humanity are being induced to not only do this to itself for whatever reason or reward, but the rest are entrained to readily accept it as scientific, quote, advancement. The implications are, of course, drastic, and the potential consequences are dire. Fact is, these virus-like programs are already well underway and already affecting your food, air, water, and are actively spreading in you and in me. So perhaps it's time for humanity to wake the hell up and smell our altered reality and this invasive, insidious influence on our besieged planet before it's too late. I hear you, Zen. I'm with you, buddy. However you want to conceive it, we're being taken over by malevolent forces out to reduce, subdue, transform, and subjugate the life on our planet and its inhabitants, life of our planet and all of its inhabitants. Our crops are adulterated, our rivers, streams, oceans, and air deliberately contaminated, and our society completely controlled and manipulated. And I'm not talking about what we've done. I mean deliberately promoted toxic pesticides, fluoridated water, released radiation, chemtrails, oil pollution, EMFs, etc., etc. Not the least of which is the wickedly pushed, promoted, and promulgated GMOs. And thus the bigger question naturally follows. Why would anyone do such a thing? Here's the answer. Conquest. Conquest and tight control for the purpose of full exploitation with minimal maintenance for the controllers. Remind you of anything? Like a slick, streamlined, high-tech corporation, for example? Those faceless, impersonal entities called corporations are just a smaller fractal of the big picture, a lower-level prototype that does the grunt work and helps set the meme. But that's as far as you can go in your understanding. If that's as far as you can go in your understanding, that works just fine. The reality remains the same. Many have said that if there were alien forces out to fully subdue us, they would have done so long ago when Earthlings were armed with rocks and spears, and they could have gotten it over very easily way back then. Really? Well, think about this. Are we thinking things through? Trouble is, your workforce hasn't been fully developed yet. More than that, the technology wasn't in place to thoroughly carry out the long-range plan. If your humanoid creation or subject didn't know how to utilize this efficient controlling technology and run it for your long-range plan, you would be stuck doing the work. It would be like herding sheep that had not yet grown legs. Got to wait till things are in place. But we don't think that long range, do we? That doesn't mean someone else hasn't. Think about that. What if you're in another dimension and can't develop the technology or build the infrastructure necessary to carry out another dimension's potential directives? Got to work through the system? No? Just wondering. Whatever and whomever these powers that shouldn't be are, they're obviously working to establish an elite master race on top with a seriously dumbed-down, transhuman, fully controlled server race at the bottom. If you can't see that, then I pity you. All of this is clearly a Faustian design, very likely inspired from beyond the visible realm, but you can keep it here if you want to. To me, it points otherwise, with the long-term element being so very different, which has so cleverly fooled the human race, or should I say the short-term attention span human spectators. I like that term. And yes, the corporofascists have everything to gain as well, but I maintain they're underlings and gophers in the chain of bondage that is attempting the seemingly megalomaniacal takeover, although perhaps they didn't think that way. It might be normal for them. Compartmentalization can explain a lot of the discrepancies in your reasoning if you're trying to figure all of this out. Even those involved aren't allowed to connect the dots. It's pretty smart. But I'm sure you can explain that away if you're not looking to move on. And it's not just, oh, the media would have reported something about this if it were true, and so the excuse of many will be, I had no idea that I was part of this. Doesn't excuse everybody, but when the truth shakedown comes, man, will this be heard. Genetics is the crux of this changeover. Want a subservient race? Then change it and make it be so. Simple. Sounds like Huxley's Brave New World, doesn't it? Not a coincidence. This is all by design, and they've been passing this plan on in our faces for generations. The vast increase in this Monsanto, McPharma, genetic mythology for the past several decades in parallel with their ratcheted-up social engineering programs is staggering. Now with the Monsanto Big Pharma and Company monster metastasizing in full force via the FDA and its UN Agenda 21 affiliates around the globe, the plan moves faster than a GMO cornfield cross-pollinating the neighboring organic farms in the wind, whose crops are then owned by Monsanto. How convenient. These systems of conditioning converge and manifest as a mutated human on an altered planet. According to their plans, Earth, or better known as Gaia, is not a friend or nurturing mother figure, but a rock that deserves violent raping. Same as their attitude about women and a host of other objects, a clear assault on our being. People today assume it's normal. That's how far they brought it. So you woke up. Well, don't worry. We all woke up out of the same nightmare, and this one is in our face. The good news is Mother Earth will not have it and will naturally work to kill this ugly, invasive virus. The Earth is a living entity of its own and will not take all of this abuse. We may not be here to see it in the flesh, but it will happen. Don't worry. Same with humanity, eventually. They also know that time is short with the fuse they've lit. Perhaps that's why they feverishly work to build underground cities of refuge and off-planet escape plans. Fact is, they know they're not welcome here. Let's keep it that way. Love and have a good laugh at them, their foolish games. Wherever these dweebs come from will eventually come to naught. Be aware, be prepared, but never despair. Truth and love always win. Zen Gardner.
You know, they showed us that in the first Avatar. You've never seen it, had you?
No. I got to hit a break.
I understand.
Five minute break. We'll be back. 5 minutes. Come back with us.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success, Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our 5th year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Look for more of the same, unfortunately. Periods of rain will continue. Locally, heavy rainfall in spot. A stiff breeze will add insult to injury. The temperature overnight doesn't change much. Overnight low 44. Tomorrow, look for showers likely, especially in the morning and midday hours. A breezy cold day with a high temperature only in the 40s and a low tomorrow night in the upper 30s. Then for Monday, cloudy, breezy, and cold. Could be a leftover shower. High 46. Stay on top of weather developments before they happen with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Their service is as sunny as the forecast, and their fee-free checking accounts can chase away the clouds. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Back to the program. Postman, what were you saying about 3% of the spectrum we see, or we were talking about?
Oh, yeah. I was going to make a reference to, you were talking about the planet fighting back.
Yes.
And I was, before we went on break, I was going to say that that it happened on that first Avatar movie. It's, by the way, there's another one coming out in 2019.
That movie was weird, but wow.
But it actually told the story of us. It did.
I've read that. I've read that that's exactly what it told. And so does The Matrix. The Matrix is one of the first movies that really tells us what's really going on. We're being used for our energy potential.
Right.
Go ahead.
In essence, the Pandora was invaded by humans. And there are these 20-foot blue, they call them 20-foot blue monkeys, and on the show. But it was a beautiful race of giants. They were like 20-foot tall, and we had really 15-20 foot. I mean, if wow. you ever see it, you know, you'll and
that'll
and,
freak you out.
Yeah, but they were benevolent. They were like really benevolent, like American Indians were in the beginning.
Oh,
yeah,
naive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah,
and they were connected totally to the planet. There was a lot of bioluminescent animals,
just like the American
yeah,
Indians.
Yeah, a lot of bioluminescent plants on the planet, and they would hunt, and they would actually have a small ceremony like the Indians used to do when they kill a buffalo, the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And but what the humans came for was a metal. It was a metal that was littered throughout the whole planet.
Value. They wanted
right.
something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Money.
And, yeah, and it was a metal that was really valuable here on Earth, and it was to help build ships with, and you know, so on and so forth,
to help us conquer the universe.
Right. Uh huh. Yeah. And the thing was, their home. They lived in a tree. Their home tree was a
massive
amount of
yeah.
up under there. And but the thing was, they blew their home up, and then they made them nomadic after that. And so, what they did was, to make a long story short, is they got into a fight with them, and the Pandorans lost. They lost the fight, and what they did was they came together as a group. They went all over the whole planet, and they got all the native races, you know, together, got them mm-hmm. together, and all of them linked consciously. They linked their consciousness together.
Wow! What yeah. happened?
And they actually called on their the entity that was their planet.
Mm-hmm.
And what the entity did, it activated every animal on that planet. It sent them to war against the humans. And
can't blame them for that.
And they conquered them.
Wow!
Yeah,
that's wild. I found this article and. I don't know if you guys kept up with the whole 2012 thing. I know I did. December 21st, 2012. World's going to end the Mayan calendar or some stuff. Well, there I found an article about that I had never seen before. This is very interesting. NASA has recently discovered two gigantic bubbles of gamma waves, each of which extends 25,000 light years out from the center of the Milky Way galaxy. They discovered this anomaly using data from their Fermi Gamma Ray Telescope. In a report dated November 9th, back in 2010, they indicate that there are extremely energetic electrons within these bubbles, which are interacting with lower energy light to create gamma waves, but they don't know the source of these electrons. They suggest that the shape and emissions of the bubbles indicate they were formed as a result of a large and sudden release of massive energy. Whatever this energy source behind these huge bubbles might have been, it was connected to many deep questions in astrophysics. As per the law of rhythm, we've arrived at the very end of all cycles of time. Our Milky Way galaxy has been spinning in a clockwise direction for an astounding 5 billion years. A clockwise spin increases density by adding electrons, whereas a counterclockwise spin decreases density by removing electrons. There has been a continual battle for freedom in this galaxy because it has not been spinning towards its source. But it has now established a new rotation, one that matches energies that are currently being instilled within its core. We live in an in-between universe where things change all right, but according to patterns, rules, or as we call them, laws of nature. We have traveled this way before, and there is much to be learned. That's what Carl Sagan said. This new rotation of the galaxy has been responsible for small pole shifts that have been occurring on all of the planets in our solar system. It has thrusted the entire system into a new formation of harmonic convergence. All of the planets in the solar system have now returned to God's original blueprint, which is based upon sacred geometry. Within this cosmic movement, the axis of the Earth has been synchronized with the new rotation cycle of the other planets. Although it has not shifted to a devastating degree, its axis has shifted from its orbital plane. The planets Saturn and Jupiter are the largest in our solar system. They were the initiators of this new cycle of rotation in the year 2000. They fell into a straight line with the Sun, along with the planets Mercury, Venus, Mars, and Earth. This alignment was the actual implanting of God's energies on the Earth plane. That's what started the countdown to 2012. All of the other planets have followed Saturn and Jupiter with the exception of Neptune, which will remain seamlessly integrated. The completion of this grand repositioning took place on December 21st of the year 2012 when all of our planets in the solar system locked themselves into a new position in a very rare alignment with the grand central sun at the core of the Milky Way galaxy. This created a brilliant and coherent cosmic interaction. Science will now be able to identify two previously unidentified planets that have always been a part of our system. I wonder what they're talking about. I think nature's imagination is much greater than man's. She's never going to let us relax. That was said by Dr. Richard Feynman. A photon is a particle of light, and our solar system has entered the photon belt. So we are shifting from the limited spectrum, like you were talking about, Postman,
right,
the limited spectrum of visible light into the invisible spectrum of ultraviolet, X-ray, and gamma waves.
Yes, and that's on the, if you're looking at an electromagnetic spectrum on a chart, that will be on the right side of the spectrum. It will be it'll be beyond ultraviolet, which is it's on the scale of visible light, in other words. And after that, it goes to I want to say microwaves. After that,
sounds right.
Yeah, and then it goes up all the way from there to the most dangerous type of electromagnetic radiation, which is gamma rays. And those are the rays that usually emanate, you know, from our twin galactic central sun, which was two gigantic, I'm talking about like gigantic stars that collapsed to make this galaxy.
Well, you're talking about the sun. Let me read. Well, what NASA doesn't know is that on December 21, 2012, there was a rare alignment that occurred with the central sun broadcasted evolutionary energies throughout the galaxy.
Right.
That's what you've been talking about.
That's that galactic wave I was telling you about.
The light waves from all of the suns in the cosmos blasted through to the Earth, which is one of the innumerable planets that receive this energy. And at that time, our entire planet was enveloped in the full spectrum of God's holy light. The cosmos is also within us. We're made of star stuff. We are a way for the cosmos to know itself. The Earth is leading the ascension of mankind. She made her ascension on the 12-12-12 date. She's now positioned in such a way that she's drawing direct information from the central sun. Without such a perfectly orchestrated astronomical repositioning, universal information would remain restricted to the linear reality that currently exists. But on December 21st, we suddenly gained access to all points within the universe. This has automatically opened our world to the intelligence and the information that's been present on all these other worlds all along.
Right.
It has opened the doorway to our infinite potential. Dr. Richard Feynman again said, there's this tremendous mess of waves all over in space, which is the light bouncing around the room and going from one thing to the other, and it's all really there. God's template holds the light codes of the perfect creation. And the positioning of Earth with the center of the galaxy has allowed this template to manifest itself into our consciousness. At that time, we forever left the consciousness of this singular galaxy and became integrated into the consciousness of the universe. So Earth has become the 33rd member of the Galactic Federation of Worlds. What does that mean? Is there a Galactic Federation of Worlds?
Yes, there is, and what they want to do, they want to at some point in time, I may have said this in the program before, and at some point in time, the Earth we will become a united Earth, we will.
I hope
At some point in time, the question is, will we become a united Earth under benevolent forces or malevolent forces?
Exactly, that is the question.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
And yes, there is a such thing. I mean, you hear it on television, but believe it or not, people, Star Trek is based on fact. You know, whether you believe it or not, or like to look at it or not, is actually based on fact. There is a such thing as the Galactic Federation. There is a such thing as interstellar law. It is, and because there's law here on Earth. Where do you think the law here on Earth came from? And it was founded off from maritime British law. Maritime British law was founded by interstellar law.
Yeah,
it goes full stellar. It goes back out into space.
Wow.
Yeah, it came to Earth, and now it's going to go back out into space.
That's cool. All right, go ahead.
And then you know, make a long story short, the Earth is it takes it over a period of time. But the earth is getting ready to receive its prime creator. It's getting ready to actually to receive it. There's some things that's got to be done. There's got to be some changes made.
Oh yeah.
But the changes that were made by the enemy to lower the frequency of the planet a long time ago to to enslave the human race, because he knew the actual human race was coming. He knew that being was coming.
You mean the creator's coming?
No, the enemy knew that we were coming. You know what I'm saying? And he envisioned in his mind that creature was one day going to take over his position.
Yeah, and he's always been jealous of us.
Yeah, and he was right. That's why he got kicked out.
Jealous. All right, let's hit this 3-minute break, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Y'all come back with us.
Happy holidays from your friends at Wholesale Hunter. The folks at Wholesale Hunter on Fire Tower Road and Highway 14 express their sincerest thanks for your loyalty and goodwill throughout the year. Happy holidays from Wholesale Hunter.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here's your updated 2018 real estate market report. According to recent reports, local sales for single-family homes has increased 15% from last year at the same time. We have switched from being in a buyer's market to a seller's market. Sellers of homes have been able to sell their homes for close to 97% of the listed price if they listed with a realtor, and the length of time on the market is much shorter. The good news for buyers and sellers is that interest rates are still low and houses are available in all price ranges to be seen. Payments for the average price home in the Montgomery area would still be lower than the average rental price in this area of $1,200 per month. For great information on getting qualified to buy a home, finding a home of your dreams, or selling a home for the best price, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225. Call now.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Has your big box pharmacy recently closed and you're looking for a new pharmacy? Have you been forced to move your prescriptions to a large pharmacy that's not very convenient? Adams Drugs has been serving customers in the River Region for over 56 years and invites you to come into any one of our 12 convenient locations and experience the Adams Drugs difference. We started on Adams Avenue across from St. Margaret's Hospital in 1962 and take pride in our excellent customer service and community support. You or one of your family members may have even played on one of the youth sports teams we supported in the past. We accept most all insurance cards, offer delivery service, prescription compounding, specialized packaging services, and are locally owned and operated. Ask us about putting your prescriptions on automatic refill and getting them delivered right to your door. We want you to enjoy doing business with Adams Drugs, and you can rest assured our doors will never close. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Adams Drugs. You can find us at the intersection of prompt and personal.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to the program. You're listening to a program called Clearing the Air. It's something that I started back, I don't know, 4.5, almost 5 years ago now, I guess. Thanks to Mr. Rick Peters and Blue Water Broadcasting. I'm allowed to do this on Saturday nights for 3 hours, sometimes 6 hours. It just depends. And Postman, who I met, I don't know, how long have you been on here?
It's like 9 months.
Yeah, about 9 months ago. Blew my mind, first time we met, just... I mean, he's done the research long before me because he's had experiences that I haven't had. And I've been learning from him, just as you've been learning from him, about the true nature of what's really going on. And folks, this is all biblical. Everything that we talk about, it's in the Bible. You have to understand the Bible is absolutely, I believe, the Word of God through me, as told through men, but we didn't get all of it. A lot of the books were removed on purpose. One of those being the Book of Enoch that gets into very good specifics. It's still in the Ethiopian Bible, but it was removed from our Bible. But Well, the point I'm trying to get to is this is all scriptural. You know, we're not telling you anything that's not. But there's so much going on right now. We've covered so much stuff already. As usual, I'm all over the map tonight, and that's just kind of how I do things. I can't help it because I read so much stuff, and I just try to bounce them, what I feel important stuff off of you, and let you know what's really going on. As I said at the beginning of the show, I was just disgusted by everybody fawning over George Bush dying. To me, it's good riddance because the man's evil. But there's one thing of all the stuff I read, there's beginning to be a very common thread, and that is the intentional destruction of this planet. Mike Adams calls it terraforming, and I have used that term before, but I was one of the few that said it at the time, but now everybody's starting to say it, and it really makes me wonder, because I'm seeing the setup for the Great Tribulation. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing insects die off. I'm seeing them poison our food, poison our water, destroy, devastate our natural ecosystems, pollute the atmosphere, everything. And this shouldn't be a surprise, because they've been telling us this for years. You know, I watched a In Like Flint, I think, movie on YouTube the other day. What was that movie about? It was about the bad guys arming a satellite system, but supposed to be a weather system, with nuclear weapons. What are the chances? And when they take the guy who's pretending to be the president, when they're taking him away, he's screaming, "Don't let them fluoridate your water." Really? And this was back in the 60s. Don't let them fluoridate your water. So they're telling us, they've told us what they're doing, but nobody ever listens. It's unreal. You know, now we've got something called global dimming. It's a geoengineering plan to spray billions of tons of smog in the atmosphere so pollution levels would block sunlight and halt global warming. This is literally what the mad environmental scientists are now proposing. You believe that? These very same people who have for years claimed that chemtrails are a conspiracy theory and don't exist. Now, all of a sudden, they want to chemtrail the entire planet in order to, quote, save us from global warming. And by the way, they don't call them aerosols. They don't call them chemtrails. They call them stratospheric aerosol injection. That's the new name now.
They trying to stop ascension. They can't stop it.
I think they're trying to do that, and they're trying to stop us from being able to see with our naked eye what's about to come into view.
Right, and I believe the energy from that comes from the sun will do that, and it'll actually change us like it changed our enemy, or changed Satan. You know, when he was changed by it, when our prime creator brought him into the fold,
mm-hmm.
and used him for a while, it changed him. It turned his scales into gems. What you think it's going to do to our whole body? You know, when that energy hits us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, we'll probably be glowing like Moses was when he came off the mountain.
Glowing. Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah.
Yep. You're right. These people, these scientists, are talking about spraying chemtrails in the upper atmosphere using thousands of high-altitude flights that release pollution to dim the sun. Unbelievable. You know, the very idea of chemtrails, we've mocked us about it when people like me have been talking about it for years. It's always been some lunatic conspiracy theory. Well, now they've changed it to stratospheric aerosol injection, and now they have a science paper that outlines they've even got it down to how much it's going to cost to do it. Quote, we lay out a future solar geoengineering deployment scenario of halving the increase in anthropogenic, I can't even say that word, radiative forcing, writes Wake Smith and Garant Wagner in their paper, Stratospheric Aerosol Injection Tactics and Costs in the First 15 Years of Deployment, published in Environmental Research Letters. You actually can read it online. Geoengineering is another term many people use synonymously with chemtrails. And now it's just strategy being openly advocated by scientists to halt so-called climate change, a fake science hoax that has been perpetrated on the world by power-hungry globalists who want humanity to surrender to global rule in the name of saving the planet. It's bullcrap, folks. This study even cites the specific aircraft that would be needed to achieve this chemtrail pollution. And I quote, purpose-built high-altitude tankers with substantial payload capabilities would be deployed to spray sulfur dioxide into the atmosphere. This paper proposes 4,000 flights a year, costing $2.25 billion a year, continuing over 15 years just so they can make sure the atmosphere is significantly polluted enough to dim the sun and achieve the terraforming goal of the globalists. This is unreal. Thousands of flights annually by airliner-sized aircraft operating from an international array of bases. I think they're doing that now.
It's not going to work. It's too much. When the sun wakes up again, when it lets out that that burst, it's way too much energy. Way too much energy.
This is just, these people are crazy. Well, they're Luciferian psychopaths. You know, psychopaths, one of the key attributes of a psychopath is they lack empathy. Empathy is your ability to look at what's being done to somebody and feel sorry for them. Put yourself in their place. They lack that. They don't have that. They don't care what it does to people.
In other words, they can't love someone besides themselves.
They're incapable of it. You're right. They only love themselves. Good point. This is just unreal. Millions of tons of this stuff they're going to put into the sky. This has to be stopped, folks. I thought smog was a problem. Now they're wanting to purposely put it up there? This is insane. The realization is this is terraforming planet Earth to collapse the global food supply and kill off human beings. That's exactly what this is. No doubt. And they're even brainwashing our kids in public school, getting them to believe in climate change, getting them to believe that it's real. Not only is it real, but it has to be stopped. This is crazy because this non-existent problem will bring about the global destruction of the very children that they're warning about this. This is crazy. You know, number one, global collapse of food crops. The reduction in solar radiation caused by geoengineering combined with a natural cycle of global cooling from the sun could produce a sharp reduction in food crop production across the globe. This would result in increased food prices and reduced food supplies, adding to vectors for civil unrest and climate refugees invading first world nations to escape starvation. You know, the Bible talks about in the end, people will work a day. Just the money they'll make that one day will be enough money to buy food for that one day. That's what they're setting us up for. They're getting set up for the Great Tribulation. That's what this is. You're going to see a global rise in cancer because of lack of vitamin D. Because they're going to stop the solar radiation from getting, that's where we get this from, vitamin D. Global drop in IQs due to increased air pollution. Increases in air pollution have been scientifically found to lower children's IQ. We talked about it on the show before. In addition, air pollution is scientifically documented to damage DNA in the womb. We've talked about that before, too. Massive loss of habitat and ecosystems due to decreased sunlight and colder temperatures. Entire ecosystems, like the rainforest, for example, could be devastated by pollution-initiated drop in solar radiation. This is insane. This has to be stopped, folks. These people are crazy. And you know, Postman, I get so frustrated when I look up in the sky and I see a plane spraying and I see it spraying. I see it cut its sprayers off, cut its sprayers back on. And you try to tell people and they look at you like you're crazy. Oh, that's just a contrail.